The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa. Super psyched to be with you. I'm your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman. And a big hi, hello to H2O. That's double H. Hi and hello. Gonna have a great show today, and a big shout out from the Berkshires to all around our big blue planet. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7, WTBR FM in Pittsfield, Mass, over in the Berkshires, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Super psyched to have you. Great show today. Gonna have an extraordinary guest who's got something that's really the anchor of downtown Pittsfield, Coffee Place. So today's show, aptly named Like Water for Coffee, we're going to be talking with Jessica, or Jess Rufo, from Dottie's Coffee Lounge, and she'll be sharing a little bit about coffee, obviously, and then also the flow of downtown and what's going on from her perspective, so stay tuned for that. Super psyched to have you be here with us. We've got some music coming your way. Let's go take a peek at what's going on. God, this is from the B-52s, and this is Rock Lobster.
Thank you. past the heather and down to the old road. Start turning the grain into the ground. Roll a new leaf over. In the middle of the night, there's an old man shredding around in the gathering rain. Hey, mister, if you're gonna walk on water, oh, could you drop a line my way? Somewhere in middle America, give a right to the heart of matters. It's a heart that matters more. I think you better turn your ticket in. Get your money back.
Your way, roll away the dew.
What's that like? A little rolling away with the dew with Franklin's Tower. Grateful Dead. That's from their, what is that? The name of their album that comes from is Blues for Allah. Yeah, that Allah. So it looks like the Dead, they weren't scared of other traditions and other religions. That's some Franklin's Tower rolling away the dew. You got Omaha, a little bit of water in Omaha. Obviously, the Counting Crows found some of that. And we started with Rock Lobster, one and only classic rock hit. Kind of like little new agey, little punky. That was kind of like that when rock and roll was starting to go grunge, moving away from punk. Moving away from New Age. It was really, really very cool. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Hi there in our big blue marble around the world. We're here from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, from the heart of the Berkshires, Housatonic Valley, going all around our big blue planet. 89.7 WTBR FM, 88.1 WSBR in Lee. And anywhere you get your podcasts from, make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and share it with all your water-loving friends around the world. Super psyched. Got Jess Rufo we're going to be talking to in a few minutes. A little bit about coffee and water and the flow of downtown and what's going on in the city of Pittsfield, and a little bit about the water and the coffee and all that kind of stuff. So stay tuned for that. But a little news coming your way right now, and this is a story about what's going on in the Persian Gulf, because it poses a threat to critical water desalination plants. And this is from Marketplace. It's a daily business news and economic online publication. So let's see what they got to say.
From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. and Israel's war with Iran is disrupting the flow of oil, we know that, liquid natural gas too, and fertilizer, and aluminum, and helium. And add to that growing list, water. Many Gulf countries rely on desalination plants for drinking water. And already in this war, Iran has accused the U.S. of attacking one of its plants. And Bahrain says Iran hit and damaged a plant there with a drone. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
Water has always been an issue in the Middle East.
It's a very arid region. It's a region with a very large and growing population and a growing economy and growing demands on the limited water resources.
Peter Glick at the nonprofit Pacific Institute says many Gulf countries have invested heavily in desalination plants, which can make seawater potable. Kuwait and Oman get about 90% of their water from desalination. In Saudi Arabia, it's about 70%.
If desalination plants were to come under systematic attack, it would be incredibly devastating for the region. It would be enormously harmful to the economies.
Some countries have very little potable water stored and could run out quickly, which would have ripple effects for drinking water and most industries, including farming, oil production, and tourism. International law prohibits attacks on civilian infrastructure, but David Mickle at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says that hasn't prevented them.
In the first Persian Gulf War in 1991, Iraqi forces not only deliberately destroyed desalination facilities in Kuwait on land, but they also dumped millions of barrels of oil into the Persian Gulf. And that oil clogged the intakes for Kuwait's desalinated water supply.
More recently, Russia has attacked critical water infrastructure in Ukraine, and Israel has done the same in Gaza and the West Bank.
We're increasingly seeing its use as a means to try and force concessions and raise the costs of conflict.
With the Iran war, Marcus King at Georgetown University is worried we could see more intentional attacks on desalination plants and other water infrastructure, like pipelines, dams, and treatment facilities.
Iran does not have a lot of offensive capability left at this point, but one thing they can do is they can have sort of a multiplier effect by bombing desalination plants, because this really has a psychological impact on the population.
In a way that little else does, he says, because water is such a vital resource for life. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Water sucks. Gatorade is better.
What?
Use it on the field. Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, idiot.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No,
it really, really sucks.
You mean it. You're bad people.
Pittsfield has a rock and roll water show. Water's voice from the Berkshires to all around our big blue marble. You're listening to And So It Flows on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, where water gets loud, water music, water culture, comedy, poetry, deep water conversations. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, and anywhere you get your podcast. We've got some more music coming your way. Super psyched to be with you. And stay tuned. Love your H2O.
It's Leslie Gabriel here with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O out of Pittsfield. It's the rock and roll water show that you didn't know Pittsfield had. You can check us out on any major podcast platform. Super psyched to be with today, Jess Rufo.
That's my name.
Jess Rufo of Dottie's Coffee Lounge. And today's episode is obviously like water for coffee. Mm-hmm. And water and coffee go together.
Yeah, I mean, there's no coffee without water.
Yeah. Wow. It's pretty deep. No, so your coffee lounge has been in Pittsfield for how many years now?
18 years.
So you started when you were like 5 years old?
Yep. Yeah, I was a young entrepreneur.
So it's been going for quite a... You are one of the anchors of downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
I am now. It's true. I can really confidently say that I feel that way. I've been through a lot of ups and downs of downtown, which the
flow of downtown, how would you call...
The current flow is pretty tragic. It's a pretty tragic... The flow is slow. It's a slow flow.
Uh-huh.
It's slowing, this flow.
Uh-huh. What would you say... I mean, I've personally known the Pittsfield area for 20 years. Personally lived in Pittsfield for a few months, and then wanted to get the feel of living in Pittsfield. But I'm mostly from the New York side of the border. And from those of you who don't know, Pittsfield is in Berkshire County, Massachusetts. And for our listeners and watchers around the world, that's in east part of the United States, in the western part of Massachusetts.
Yeah, up against the New York state border.
Yeah. In the Berkshires, the heart of the Berkshires. So you're saying the flow is slow. Is there some dam somewhere, some kind of thing that you think, is there something in the way?
I mean,
you've got a better feel from it.
I mean, the way I understand it is that Pittsfield gets compensated by the state for being... Can I swear?
No swearing on this show.
Okay, for being like a not great city.
So
the incentive to be and grow and change and become better and commit to the growth and hire and fire accordingly, there's no incentive for that because then they lose massive amounts of funding that pay the people who get paid the most to run the city.
Wow.
So they would have to like actually take a risk
so
and
there's
do
actually
what's right.
A financial incentive
to stay stuck. Yeah.
To stay stuck.
Yep.
Wow.
So there's that. And you know, but that shouldn't necessarily prevent people from conducting business downtown, right? Like that might hold things up in other ways, but like entrepreneurs and people who want to open businesses, you know, will still come and have that desire and take risks on themselves. But I think we have a lot of issues with downtown that have gotten increasingly worse since I've been here. It's sort of like the more attention we put on it, the more sort of distracted people become. And what it really comes down to is we have to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we have to sweep our own sidewalks. We have to clean up. We have to keep on top of, you know, the street people whom, like, if you don't befriend them, then they're going to not be your friends. Like, you need to make the effort to grow the relationship. You know, it's a real, like, it's not just running your business. It's also running, like, your area, your block, your neighbors, your passersby. It's not, like, an easy place. We're not in, like, ritzy Connecticut where, like, people, like, have a lot of pride for their area, right? So a lot of people in Pittsfield aren't proud to be from Pittsfield. So there's a whole identity crisis that you're working against as well, because people will just throw their stuff on the ground and not think, this is my city. I want to take good care of it. You know, Pittsfield is lacking identity. It's lacking pride. And as far as I've been here for 18 years, that's always been the case. But there are certain groups of businesses who have learned to symbiotically coexist, work together symbiotically, and we've had really great bouts throughout the past two decades. But we are in, it's a 3 to 5 year cycle. And right now we're in the bottom, and over the next 3 years, places will open. And then in 2 years, some of those places will close. And, you know, maybe some will stick around longer, but everything is a 3 to 5 year cluster. Whether they're opening and growing or losing momentum in closing.
Wow.
That's how it goes. That's how it flows. It's a 3 to 5 year flow.
So, yeah, I get it. I get that's your experience. I mean, I've lived in other gritty cities. I would put this up in the top 10 of my experiences of cities that have been gritty.
What are the other cities?
The other cities that I specifically lived in. I lived in Washington Heights in Manhattan.
Okay.
Upper Manhattan. And that's one of the grittier areas that I lived in. But it's not gritty in the sense of...
Is that the west side?
That's the upper west side.
So like 103s.
No, it's like 181st and north.
Okay.
Almost till you get to the Bronx. A lot of people get off the West Side Highway there. And they think they're in the Bronx.
But they're in Washington
Heights. They're in Washington Heights. They're in Manhattan.
Huh.
And
I think I've had that experience, actually.
One of the things that I think is important is, like, in the flow of water, there's this thing called persistence. And you've been persistent. What do you think that, where does that come from? What do you bring to it to have this company, Dottie's Coffee Lounge, last, move forward, and even more recently, changing hands or training a new leadership team. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something about water that never gives up. Like, what is it that you'd bring here to Dottie's that has it not give up?
I mean, that comes from within. I mean, that is, you know, you either do it every damn day or you don't get to do it.
Mm-hmm. That makes...
You know, water doesn't take a vacation or only work 6 days a week or only work 4 days a week. So, yeah, you got to get up. You got to show up. You got to do it. You got to do it when you don't want to do it. You got to do it when it's hard. You got to solve the problems when there are more than you even think you can solve. You got to dig deep. You got to dive deep. And you got to keep going. And, you know, I think that's a privilege in some regards, you know, to have that type of resourcefulness. You know, I don't think that everyone is necessarily built that way, you know, so.
Yeah, it does take something around resistance. I mean, in one of my last episodes, I was interviewing someone who was talking about cold plunges and the hesitation one has to get into that cold water, that resistance to move into something that is uncomfortable. And what you're speaking to there is the discomfort of doing the thing day in, day out, not because someone is paying you to, but more like that's what you said you're going to do. So there's a level of integrity in that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you definitely need integrity to run a business, without a doubt.
There's a level of showing up, like coffee. So... Like coffee, you know.
That probably helps, too.
Yeah, yeah.
if I'm being fair. I think if every business had a coffee shop in it, it might do a little better.
Yeah. Laundromats need coffee shops. Pizza places should sell a lot of good coffee.
Constant access to coffee is helpful.
Yeah,
like, I mean, that's how they do it in Europe, you know? That's why they've been around for so long.
Yeah, I think the thing is, it's kind of like, you know, every corner should have a massage therapist outside with their table.
Yeah. Chair massages every block.
Every block. So tell me a little about the coffee that you bring in here. How do you source that stuff? Like, where do you get it from?
Well, we only use the best, which means we only use Barrington coffee, which is roasted in Lee, Massachusetts, in a beautiful facility by beautiful people who are insanely passionate, who have built beautiful relationships over, I think they're probably 30-year-old company or more.
Barrington?
Yeah.
Barrington Roastery? Or
Barrington Coffee Roasting Company.
Okay.
So they have built these beautiful relationships with coffee farmers throughout the coffee growing regions of the world. They have nurtured them. They have showed up. They have visited site. They have done it all. They have worked with farms that, because of Barrington Coffee, their communities have been able to build schools, build doctor's offices, like improve their community through this relationship. And they make excellent coffee. They start with a beautiful bean made, grown with love by beautiful people. They bring it here. They roast it beautifully. They're just the best. And they have integrity. I would say there is not one person.
So you get to choose from all their sources?
They have lots
sources.
Of different varietals.
Yeah.
We use what we use as a house coffee because people like consistency and all that good stuff. But we do feature a lighter roasted coffee every week that changes. And then we have retail bags also. But so we do that. And they come through and they service our espresso machine. They make sure our water is filtered properly so that their coffee can taste the best.
Do you actually have a filter within the coffee system?
So all of the lines that go into the coffee brewer and into the espresso machine have specialized filters that filter the water. They get changed depending on how busy we are, but mostly it's 2 times a year. We only use filtered water for our coffee, and people should only use filtered water when they brew coffee at home. That makes everyone always like, why is your coffee so good? Because we filter our water and we clean our coffee pots every single night.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Because if you put water in it that's tainted or nasty or chlorinated, you're going to taste it and it's not going to have the same kind of energy.
It's like, why buy a high quality product to ruin it with low quality water?
Yeah. And chlorine is a big deal. You know, it's not so much the off taste. There are poisons in chlorine, and that has impacted quite a few people in this planet. We wonder why cancer rates go up. There are plenty of reasons, and chlorine is one of them. It was actually first used as a war weapon between the Brits and the Germans during World War I. That was its first commercial use. So what do we do with all this extra chlorine? We put it in our water systems. I don't know why.
I wonder why.
I have no idea.
Sneak attack.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the stuff of being lazy, like not showing up simply because it's uncomfortable to change ways.
Yeah.
There are plenty of ways to clean water. There are plenty of ways to get coffee as well, some of which is, I'm sure there are suppliers that don't sell the best coffee. It's, you know, it's important that as a business that you take care of that aspect. It's like the simple stuff. It's like, if you're going to go to a place like Dottie's Coffee Lounge, you're going to want to make sure that the place that you go, if you're listening or watching, that you get a chance to like make sure the place you go has good. They do the simple stuff right.
Well, there are certain people who care about that, and there are certain people who don't, right? That's why there's 12 different coffee shops, because there are people who don't appreciate what we do. So there has to be a coffee shop for them.
Yeah, there has.
Because they still need their coffee.
Sure.
So all coffee shops for me matter and are important and play a significant role in people's lives. We happen to really want to do it the best. So we invest in the best and we are the best. That's just how it goes.
A coffee shop with snob appeal in Pittsfield is pretty cool.
Oh, I wouldn't say it's snob appeal. I think it's like quality over quantity.
Yeah. Totally. You know? I get it.
I mean, I've had to fight the uphill battle that Dottie's is fancy for 20 years almost. So I want to make sure that no one anywhere ever thinks that we're snobby.
It's gritty. It's like gritty kind. It's like a more of a, I would say the atmosphere here is more of a hipster vibe.
I think it's like, like bohemian, more bohemian. It used to be so much more like the Goodwill. Like everything used to be mismatched and very eclectic. Because when we first started, we didn't have the budget to like buy all brand new tables and have matching chairs and do all that stuff. So we were constantly just buying, you know, used stuff, which we still do a lot.
Like these chairs are great.
You know what? These are from, do you know Boulder Dash?
Yeah.
So these are from the lovely woman and man, but I saw her. I can't think of her name right now. But these are from their house.
Yeah, Boulder Dash, for those of you who don't know.
In Richmond.
It's a place in Richmond, Massachusetts, right up on the border of New York. And it's a wine cellar and a restaurant.
Yeah, they have a great outdoor space and event space. It's beautiful there.
This whole area is all about the summer. So you'll learn more as you know, if you're interested, be curious and find out. Boulder Dash. But beyond that, it's getting back to the bohemian aspect. You do some kind of entertainment here on occasion, and there's something actually coming up not too long from now, actually in about 2.5 weeks. There's going to be a poetry slam, and people who might have a little bit of an edge may want to come out and slam some poetry. It's 21st of March. Coming up in about 2 weeks. So it's getting close, but the word is out. The game is afoot, so to speak. And it's also on March 21st. It's the day before World Water Day. So it's got a name.
Oh, it's the day before?
It is.
I think it's Earth Day.
Earth Day is April 22nd.
Oh, right. We had this conversation.
Yeah, it's okay.
In April. Earth Day, right. April, right.
And
oh, it's the spring equinox.
It's that
That's
too.
What I'm thinking.
You can come here and balance an egg if you want on that night.
Or you could write a poem about it. And
you could write
share
a poem.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're just...
Well, Dottie's really wants to... my boyfriend and I are really, you know, we really appreciate writing and... poetry and the creative process of writing in general. So I was so delighted when you asked me to do this because we really want to get something going on a monthly basis, whether it's like just like writing for half an hour and then sharing or whatever it is. But this will definitely be the beginning of developing a writer's community at the cafe. So
yeah, it's important to have a cultural space. And that's what coffee houses have been in the past. That was actually one of the birthplaces of the more recent revolution of the 1960s was the bohemian period right before that with the 1950s and all of that. And then it turned into coffee houses being a center of culture.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important to have a place that represents that. So comedy, maybe? Would you ever do comedy here?
Yeah, I mean, we used to do lots of comedy shows. The man who organized them no longer does that around here because he's just run into so many issues with it. But yeah, we're open. I mean, our space is open for rental for anyone who wants to do anything.
Uh-huh.
Right now, we're really trying to not put too much on our plate. We're kind of coming back from, we're rebuilding the business with a small staff. And so we're really trying to be very careful with how we spend our energy. But, you know, that's how it was. That's where we were at when we started doing comedy shows and we started doing more events at night. So it's like best idea wins, you know.
Great.
Bring it to us. We'll explore it and unpack it with you.
Great. We got a couple more minutes. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows. You're watching And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I'm your super water man, your ambassador for water. We play and produce at WTBR. FM 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio, also known on the other half of their studio is PCTV.
Mm-hmm.
They allow for local programming, and it's really, really great to have that platform here in the city of Pittsfield. I'm sitting here with with Jess Rufo from Dottie's Coffee Lounge, and a couple more minutes. Like, so what is it that you want to leave people with about what you see as the future of downtown since we started there, and how you want to get the flow moving such that it thrives for you and other local businesses?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people have to come with a vision and, you know, determination, you know, and a relentlessness that can only come from passion and integrity, like we were saying earlier. So I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of spaces downtown. There's, you know, an opportunity to build a community and create something special in Pittsfield. I've always said that. This is a city that is a blank canvas. So you have an idea and a vision, come paint your picture. The businesses that are downtown that have been here do amazing, right?
Yeah.
Paul Rich and Son, how long have they been here? The Beacon, how long have they been here? The store, Dorian Ginger, Empire Pizza, Liberty Pizza, Stephen Valenti, Car Hardware. Businesses that are here have been here for a long time and do well, but they all have something in common, and that is consistency, that is determination, integrity, and relentlessness. You know, we have passion, we love what we do. It hurts sometimes, we cry sometimes, we laugh sometimes, we pick each other up all the time. Like, it's just how it goes. You don't get to be weak in business, you know? And it shows.
And thanks for that. It's really like a drop of water. It's persistent. Mm. And that's exactly what the world is looking for right now. Persistence to move to the next level, because at this level, I think this level has outlived its life. The paradigm is shifting and it's time to move into a new one. And I think together we'll do it. Again, thanks for joining in. So it flows.
So fun to talk.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Maybe I'll grab a little bit of water and coffee on the way home.
Yeah, I got you some water right over there.
Cool. Coffee coming soon. Yay. Yeah. Peace. Take care.
I like a brew or two, a mocha or a latte, either one will do. I love a cup of coffee, a cappuccino hits the spot. Sprinkle it with chocolate and serve it piping hot. I love a cup of coffee, a short black or a long, just push that little button and make it nice and strong. I love a cup of coffee, espresso or flat white, and don't add any sugar as the taste is always right. I love a cup of coffee, a macchiato is just fine. I'd rather have a coffee than have a glass of wine. I love that little coffee being dark or mild or light, no matter what the time of day, morning, noon, or night. So if I haven't made it clear, I'll say it one more time. I love a cup of coffee. Is it your shout or is it mine?
You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with you from Pittsfield to all around the world, sharing the culture of water. Tune in if you're in the region, 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Get to have that conversation. And for those of you who listen via podcast, halfway or all around our big blue marble called the world, big blue marble. Everything touches water. So it's really important to have this conversation coming up right now, because water is somewhat of a free speech zone. And I am pleased to know that the senator, one of the senators that represents the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Ed Markey is his name. Recently, the FCC chair made a threat to folks who run stations and have broadcasts
And Markey has actually called for Chairman Brendan Carr to resign following threats to revoke broadcast licenses over Iran war coverage. And today, I had that little story from the marketplace regarding desalination plants. And water is a free speech zone. You could talk about pirates. You could talk about firefighting, fishing. You could talk about war and peace. You could have that conversation about democracy. Everything revolves around water. You could talk about coffee. You could talk about food. You could have all these conversations. So a little bit about this press thing that happened with Senator Edward Markey. He is a member of the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. And yesterday, I think, no, that was when? On the 15th of this month, he sent a letter to the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, Chairman Brendan Carr, urging him to resign over his latest social media post threatening to revoke broadcasters' licenses if they do not cover illegal war with Iran, with Donald Trump, in their preferred narrative. Senator Markey highlights this post as an extraordinary abuse of FCC authority and a clear violation of the First Amendment, as well as the Trump administration's latest authoritarian attempt to weaponize the FCC's statutory authority to censor the media. And a big shout out to the management of this station, which is a public radio station supported by the public in our region. And it's kind of like what I look at is like the working man's NPR. You may not get that, like highfalutin stuff, but you are getting great programming. And I really stand up for the folks who stand for this. And really, Senator Markey, good for you. And on with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O here at WTBR. We got a little bit of a little song here. This is Coffee and Ice Water by a band called High Dive.
My God. Take my hand.
Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.